The Cambridge Shelter Corporation is the latest organization to sound the alarm on the impact of the Canada Post strike. With its year-end fundraising campaigns getting underway, a lack of mail service could hinder donations. Our end-of-year fundraising campaigns have typically been met with a generous response from our community donors, the shelter said in a post on its social media. But with the Canada Post strike expected to last for weeks, mail donations will not reach us during this crucial time. Staff is advising any potential donors to consider donating via Canada Helps, the Cambridge Shelter Corporation website, by contacting the shelter directly or by dropping it off at 26 Simcoe Street. The Cambridge Food Bank has also sent out a notice on the potential impacts of the strike on fundraising during the holiday season. Experiencing its highest number of visitors in its 39-year history, the food bank is encouraging donations via e-transfer to give at cambridgefoodbank.org, drop off at 54 Ainslie Street. S are arranging pickup by contacting stews at cambridgefoodbank.org. We rely heavily on the donations generated by our sponsorship letters to sustain our programs year-round, Diane McLeod, CEO of the Cambridge Food Bank, said in a release. With the mail disruption, we are deeply concerned about how this will impact our ability to serve the growing number of people in need. We need the community's help now more than ever. This is our most important fundraiser of the year, and every dollar raised helps ensure we can meet the rising demand, not only during the holidays but all year long.